With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
It's a predicted day in 2010. The Earth's climate will experience a massive change due to the gray explosion of the sun's sunspot. It is also predicted that climate will cause an oil crisis. It's kind of an oil shock. Therefore, it seems that there's a need for its worldwide awareness and effort concerning global warming. We would like to ask you too about your specific opinion and message concerning this. What do you think we need to do as preparation?
Thank you, Mr. Zhong. Again, this kind of great upheaval of calamities, the only refuge that we can take is in heaven's grace. By being virtuous, by being compassionate, by being a true believer of God, and pray to God's grace, then we can be saved. You see, we should start to change our way of living now. We have to change. We have to. That's the only way we can save ourselves and the planet and the whole world and other beings in it. Because as the saying goes in ancient India, that any nation who produce 10 great persons worthy in the eyes of heaven will not know destruction. So what meaning by 10 great personage? That means the person who is truly a human being. He's compassionate. He is spiritually elevated, and he is unconditional, selfless, and he is serving others, and remember God. For doing that, we are a little bit far. So, if we really want to save the world, that's the only way we can do. Otherwise, even if we dig a hole into the mountain or under the ground to stay away from the sun heat, or we go up in the mountain to avoid the sea rising, there are other calamities will be coming our way. Anyone who has any belief in any religion should study their scriptures again and do exactly what is commanded. therein. You see, because as you sow, so shall you reap. All the religion told us that. So now, we come back to the ancient saying in India that 10 persons who are virtuous can save a nation. Now, how do we do this? Okay, in the ancient time, the nations are smaller than now. In that case, 10 persons in each country should be enough. But for our expanded community nowadays, we need more than 10 persons in a community. I would say it depends on the population also. Now, suppose in New York, for example, we should call that like a nation in the old time. In New York, we probably need, well, million people to be virtuous, upright, and spiritually elevated in order to save New York. So I think we have to do faster than what we are doing now. I'm glad the governments are doing something, and all the celebrities, all the distinguished people and organizations, just like you are today, are concerned and trying to push with all the vital actions to save the planet, to stop global warming. I'm very happy about that. But maybe we should move faster and take more actions. Vegetarian diet, number one. Green energy, number two. Everybody work together to be frugal and protect the environment and the animals. It's not that difficult. It's just the habit that we have to change. That's all. In the news recently, there are many developing countries which are making use of green technologies such as solar energy, which is clean and sustainable. And they're also trying to minimize the use of coal. We know from scientists, a great scientist such as Dr. James Hansen of NASA, that much of the carbon dioxide emitted from coal burning stays in the air for more than thousands of years. So another harmful element of coal burning is the black carbon, or soot, that contains up to 40 different cancer-causing chemicals. That would also cause lung and heart diseases. Also, the byproducts of coal plants are highly toxic and can damage the health of people and animals alike. So every country should help each other to develop more sustainable energy for our shared planet, as well as to protect the health of the people and the animals. We just cannot burn away or use up all our precious natural resources, and in the process harm our environment. We must adopt sustainable, green, frugal lifestyles, which will support all life on the planet. The first step is to end the killing of animals for food. Even Dr. James Hansen highlighted this fact as he said that being veg is the most effective means for anyone to save the planet, without any ado, without any documents, without any trouble.
Master, regarding the organic farming in combination with a simple life, could you tell us more of that? A natural way of living, a more simple way of living?
As the president has stated, we have to be frugal, started from the table already. We should not eat too much. We should just eat enough, or even a little bit less. So that, number one, okay, physically and practically speaking, we can last longer. The more we eat, the less we will have, and other people will be hungry. And spiritually speaking, we should not eat too full. Even with vegetarian food, 80% full is enough, so that God's light and wisdom can be also filling our being with a better understanding about what to do with ourselves and how to help others and how to live a true humane life while we are on this planet. Without God's light and wisdom, we are reduced to merely mortal, working, eating, sleeping, producing children, and die. There's not much we can contribute to our great self and other people, meaning they are also great beings on this planet. So being frugal is the key. Being frugal meaning also we go organic and vegan, because this method will help to eliminate the excessive use of natural resource for producing meat and dairy products. And in that case, we will have enough to feed everybody and also reduce the CO2, reduce the methane, reduce all the toxic gas, even hydrogen sulfide. You know, the one that if you inhale it, when it's too condensed, you will die immediately. That is produced also by animal raising, livestock, and methane also. If we reduce the livestock raising, then we can reduce all the toxic gases that is, lingering in our air right now. And if we go organic, vegan, then everything will be back to normal before and even better. The weather will become better. Not only the ice stop melting, the toxic gas will be reduced, hunger will be eliminated, war will be done with, but also our planet will revive itself and will become even better than now. More lushful, more plentiful, more abundant for all to enjoy in clean air, peace, love, good health, and long life. Hydrogen sulfide, yes, that is one of the toxic gases, deadly gases, which emitted from livestock. Yes. Another is methane. Another is, of course, CO2. And the methane can even trigger more CO2 if it warms the climate. Thank you so much. We can talk forever about this. But as the president said, we have to be frugal in all means. Frugal, yeah? Saving everything we can. And the best way, the quickest, is to be organic vegan. So encourage organic farming. Be vegan.
За ингээд юуны өмнө дэлхийн дулаарлыг зогсоохын төлөө таны хийж байгаа ажил, оруулж байгаа хувь нэмрийг байгаль хамгаалахын төлөө үйл ажиллагаа явуулдаг хүний хувьд маш их талархан дэмжиж явагдгаа илэрхийлмээр байна. Өнөөдөр дэлхийн улс орнууд байгалийн нөөц баялаг руу уралдан дайрч уулгалан цөлмөж байна. Эд зүйлс, хоол хүнсний хэрэглээ хэтэрхий цамаан бас үрлэгэн өндөр үртэг үнтэй хэрэглээгээр өөр хоорондоо өрсөлдсөн ийм эрүүл бус шинжтэй болжээ. Монголчууд бидний хувьд л гэхэд цагаан сарын баяраараа хамгийн тарган хоньны хамгийн том ууцыг ширээн дээрээ тавьж өөр хоорондоо гайхуулан баярхдаг буруу хөвшил хандлага тогтсон байна. Энэ буруу зуршил зохисгүй хэрэглээгээ хамгаалан бив биендээ сурчлах боллоо. Арх уудаг нь архиа, тамхи татдаг нь тамхиа, мах идэг нь маха хамгаалан зүвтгэж өөрсдийгөө зөв хэрэглэе гэж итгүүлэн үнэншүүлж байгаа. Энэ бүхэн бол шунал хүсэл, ад чөтгөрийн хорлол, эсвэл одоо буруу хэрэглээний хүлээс гэж ойлгож болох уу? Та энд хариултгүй юу?
Мадам Баян Басурин, I agree with your feeling about the needless action of taking away from the earth as well as the harmful activities of drinking and smoking along with meat consumption. The people who drink alcohol and smoke as well as eating meat, they have not been well informed, madam. So we will have to make them aware of the harmful effect of these actions and substance. We have listed all these on www.suprememastertv.com. You can download them freely to print out and distribute to anyone to inform them. The long damaging effects of these substances include all forms of cancer, sickness, heart problems, incurable diseases, fatal diseases from smoking, as well as shortening life. Alcohol is most damaging to the nervous system. It's shrinking our brain nerves and can even cause damage to our brain system. While meat eating makes us susceptible to many forms of disease, as well as heart problems and cancer, this is a well-known fact from medical research and scientific evidence.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol: 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses: $186.4 billion in the United States, up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease: higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage.
Organ failure: heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects: children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence: child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco: 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses: $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression: light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions, speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure.
Cancer: mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis.
Stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you, eco-conscious viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part two of Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you and your loved ones an abundance of joy and fulfillment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.